أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل آمنا بالله وما أنزل علينا وما أنزل على إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى والنبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. صدق الله. In the previous verse, Allah clarified that when the proof of the deen of Islam, the true deen which Allah had revealed to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, is so clear, and those proofs were brought very clearly to the Christians, to the Jews also, and to everyone else. And also when it is that we see that Allah Ta'ala has made it that there are those things which we don't have a choice in and which we have to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala. Like to be born, it's not in our choice, we get born. To die, when to die, where, how to die, it's not in our choice. So all that we see, we do submit to that. So those things which Allah has given us a choice in that also, submit to Allah, obey His command, don't go against it. Like Allah has commanded us to make 5 times namaz and gave us a choice. If we don't want to, that's up to us, for which we will be punished. And if we do it, we will get reward. And many other things which are known as the Shari'i command which Allah has commanded us. So obey Allah Ta'ala in those things. Then further than that, Allah says that the heavens and the earth, they also submit to Allah Ta'ala. All who are in the heavens and the earth, either willingly or unwillingly. For that reason also should submit to Allah Ta'ala. And then again, will lay the yurja'un. All will be returned to Allah. We are going back to Allah Ta'ala. So for that reason also, please Allah, follow His command. So when it is so clearly, then the people of righteousness automatically they say, and we should be also among them. They say, "Qul amanna billah," to get hum iman laye Allah, that we have brought iman on Allah as Allah is, and we accept from the bottom of our heart. Not what we think who Allah is, but we find out who Allah is and we bring iman on Allah as He is. Not according to our logic and our thinking, but how the absolute being and the great Allah is, like that we bring iman on Him. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْنَا or جُو كُتْ كُتْرَ أَمْفَرْ and whatever Allah Ta'ala has revealed upon us. That is the Qur'an Sharif. We believe in the Qur'an Sharif also fully. From the beginning to the end, every command of Allah, not only we say we believe in the whole Kitab, but every ayat also, every command, whether it is of parda, hijab, that also we believe in. Whether it is that interest is haram, that also we believe in. Everything of the Qur'an Sharif. وَمَا أُنزِلَ عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطَ اور جو کچھ اترا اوپر ابراہیم پر اور اسماعیل پر اور اسحاق پر اور یعقوب پر اور اس کی اولاد پر. And we also believe in all that was revealed to Ibrahim a.s., Ismail a.s., Ishaq a.s., Yaqub a.s., and the children of Yaqub a.s., which we call the Bani Israel. All of them, whatever Allah has revealed, we believe in that, the original kitab which Allah has revealed. وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى or يُمِنَا مُوسَى or عِيسَى كُو. And what Allah Ta'ala has given, particularly to the children of Yaqub a.s., to Musa a.s., and to Isa a.s., وَالنَّبِيُّونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ اور جو ملا سب نبیوں کو ان کی پروردگار کی طرف سے. And everything, all the kitabs that were revealed to all the Anbiya from Allah Ta'ala, that is the revelations of Allah. We believe in all of that also. Although we believe in the original, the true kitabs, not the changed kitab. We believe in them, but we don't follow them. Now we follow only Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif has abrogated, has canceled all the following of all the other kitabs, and now we only follow the Quran Sharif. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم. ہم جدا نہیں کرتے ان میں کسی کو. And we do not make any difference between them. That we don't say we believe in this kitab, we don't believe in that kitab. We believe in this Nabi, we don't believe in that Nabi. That is what the Jews did and the Christians did. But we believe in all the Awliya and we believe in all the kitabs that Allah Ta'ala has revealed. وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ اور ہم اسی کے فرما بردار ہیں. And we are fully obedient only of Allah Ta'ala. We don't follow any other way but the way of what Allah has commanded. The deen of Islam is one deen from Adam alayhi salam till today. There were different Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. All of them, the basic teachings are one. To believe in Allah, we believe in Iman and Mufassar. آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى والبعث بعد الموت. All those, every Nabi taught the same, is the one religion of Islam. Then according to the times, according to the people, and according to the places, the Sharia, the detailed laws, there was difference in that. And it kept on changing also from Nabi to Nabi, and from place to place, and people to people, and time to time. And finally, all that was replaced with one system, the system of Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And that has been decreed that that will remain till the day of Qiyamah. That will not change, that will remain there. And it is for us to follow that. Where we find a fall back from our side, shortly, we cannot manage, we make tawbah istighfar. But we don't bring a new religion. And we don't change the laws of Islam. That will remain like that. If we are weak, if we do not manage, we ask for maaf. But that is the one religion which Allah Ta'ala has given. And we only follow that one way. And that is the way of Islam which has been always. And now, one other difference is that this ummah, Allah gave them the name of Muslims and made their religion Islam. All the others were also Islam. They followed, they surrendered to Allah Ta'ala. But their religion's name was not given Islam. And those people who obeyed, they also were Muslims. But their name was not given Muslim. We are that great fortunate ummah that our religion is called Islam. And we are called Muslims. Then we should honor this more and live up to that even more. Not that we disobey Allah and we go against His commandment. May Allah Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness, accept His laws fully, and become true Muslims and surrender to Allah, which is called Islam. And in that state we go to Allah Ta'ala when we pass away. That we don't leave no stone unturned in making the effort to please Allah and to surrender to Him and to become His faithful and beloved servants. Wow.